From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. A South Carolina judge has set a $1 million bond today for 21-year-old Dylan Roof. He's accused of killing 9 people at a historic black church in Charleston. NPR's Debbie Elliott reports the city is coming together to mourn the victims at a community prayer vigil this evening. The city's still shocked from this week's events.
It's been a day of remembering in Charleston, where people have been bringing flowers, Bible verse, and other mementos, now heaped in front of Emmanuel AME Church. Gail Pinkney grew up in this neighborhood.
I just feel I had to come out of here because my heart was so full, and I do know some of the deceased. You know, it's just so sad. Just hurts.
Family members of the parishioners killed during a Wednesday night Bible study were in court today and were able to speak through a video link to suspect Dylan Roof. One of them told him, hate won't win. Debbie Elliott, NPR News, Charleston.
The State Department is reporting a 35% jump in the number of terrorist attacks in the world and says extremists in Nigeria, Syria, and Iraq, among other places, are employing more aggressive and deadly tactics. NPR's Michelle Kelman has more on the latest findings.
The annual Global Terrorism Report describes the war in Syria as one of the main drivers of the spike in terrorist attacks. It points out that 16,000 foreign fighters from more than 90 countries have joined the extremists in Syria. There was an 81% jump in the number of deaths in terrorist attacks in 2014 as compared to the previous year. The State Department's report also points out that there were 20 attacks that killed more than 100 people each. And though attacks took place in 95 countries, more than 60% were in just 5. Iraq, Pakistan, Afghanistan, India, and Nigeria. Michelle Kelleman, NPR News, Washington.
According to a new nonpartisan government study, while repealing President Obama's signature health care law could potentially boost the economy, it would also increase the budget deficits. Congressional Budget Office study says repealing the law on average could lead to a 0.7% rise in GDP. Much of that apparently be due to people working more to make up for a lack of health care subsidies from the government. The CBO report goes on to say that repealing the law's spending cuts and tax increases would add $137 billion to the federal deficit over the coming decade. Shareholders of office supply company Office Depot have overwhelmingly voted in favor of being acquired by rival Staples in a $6.3 billion deal. The acquisition announced back in February joins two of the nation's largest office supply companies. Under the deal, Office Depot shareholders would receive $7.25 a share in cash, plus Staples stock. Amid continuing negotiations with Greece and a slump in some individual shares, Wall Street closing lower on the final day of the trading week. The Dow was down 101 points to 18,014. The Nasdaq closed down 15 points. The S&P was down 11 points. You're listening to NPR. The Obama administration has proposed new rules aimed at reducing emissions of greenhouse gases from medium and heavy-duty trucks. A proposal from the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency covers 18-wheel tractor trailers as well as buses, delivery vans, and heavy-duty pickups. Under a somewhat complicated formula, the goal would be to cut emissions of carbon dioxide by as much as 1.1 billion tons. Carbon dioxide has been linked to climate change. After power plants, transportation-related emissions are the biggest contributor to greenhouse gases. The U.S. is one of the largest markets for elephant ivory, despite the fact that it is illegal. The federal government is crushing more than 2,000 pounds of illegal ivory in Times Square today. Jennifer Strong reports from the scene.
Pieces range in size from trinkets to full elephant tusks, all of it seized by federal agents. Bob Dreyer is the associate director of the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service.
The point of the crush is to send a clear signal that this ivory is an illegal product, just like illegal drugs. And it should not be seen as an object of value.
The federal government treats wildlife trafficking as a national security threat because they say terrorist groups, including the Lord's Resistance Army and John Jaweed, support themselves through poaching. Over 20 states will consider ivory bans this year because federal rules don't apply to trade within a state's borders. For NPR News, I'm Jennifer Strong in New York.
Delaware has become the latest state to decriminalize possession of small amounts of marijuana. That state's governor today signing a measure that would eliminate criminal penalties for possession of up to 1 ounce for an adult for personal use. Instead, it would become a civil offense punishable by up to a $100 fine. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.